What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
To the AUC, my part of the world, West Atlanta over there, to Fair Street, Student A to 10 to the Movement Street now, as they call it. Coach Larry Dixon, the new coach of your Morehouse Maroon Tigers, Coach Dixon. I told you off air, the people we all know, we are in our circle now, we can talk to each other now on the show. How you doing, Coach?
Oh, doing well, doing well. It's been a whirlwind, just trying to get my legs on me down here in hot Atlanta.
I hear that, Coach. Well, let me ask you, man, how cool is it to get this job here with Morehouse, Teachers University and AUC, a lot of history, HBCU in Atlanta, a lot of history is for black folks and young black people doing great things. So how about this opportunity to come to Morehouse in the city of Atlanta, period, man?
Well, the thing about it is I think this is one of the best jobs in the country. And me being at the level I was at, I wasn't just going to take any job. But this one came about, it was very appealing to me just because I graduated from an HBCU. So I understand the significance of, Morehouse College. So, that attracted me. And then obviously, Harold, the AD, Harold Ellis was a big time player here. He loves Morehouse and I played against him actually. And so small world, we just connected and I thought it was a great, great opportunity because my goal was always to be a college head coach. And, you know, this is my first opportunity. And I'm going to try to do everything I can to take advantage of it.
100% coach. And ask you this, man, for you, all the years being an assistant coach, like how did you kind of prepare yourself for this opportunity, become a head coach, while just being loyal to your head coach, still trying in your mind, preparing yourself for the opportunity when something popped up like the Morehouse pops up for you?
Well, one of the things I did was along the way, I would always – try to learn from every head coach. You know, every head coach you don't learn or you don't agree with. So part of that was learning what not to do. So as well as learning what to do. And I've worked for some really, really good guys, some great guys, and they kind of put a lot on my plate. You know, Coach Keats, we made it to the Final Four. I did a lot for me. He let me do a lot of things. Then before that, Brian Gregory down in South Florida. I had a lot of responsibilities with him. And then just all my former boss, Randy Peel at Winthrop, they did a lot for me to prepare me for these things. And, you know, it just kind of prepared me. But you never prepare for that job until you get it. So it's always still learning and growth because you're going to make some mistakes. And that's with any job. But I think I'm as prepared as I could be.
No doubt, Coach Dixon, 100%. You work with some great dudes, man. And I got to ask you, Coach, for you, in this new world of NIL and the portal, coming to a D2 level where you can kind of break up scholarships and make it work that way, kind of like you were a GM in the NBA almost. So how's this view kind of adjusted from the D1 level where it's 13, 15 fools to where you get the 10 and spread them out however you want to in the D2
level? The one thing that also helped me is I started out as a Division II coach, and so I understand almost like you said, a salary cap. The one thing that I get to sell here at Morehouse is a great education, and that's number one. And then anytime you can get a great education and pair that with playing a high-level basketball, I mean, that's a win-win because some schools you will get a great education and the basketball piece is not as good. And then some places it's reversed. You got a great basketball, but the education piece is not as good. But so here you get the best of both worlds because, you know, I've been telling recruits for the last 3 months, you can get a Morehouse degree, put that in your pocket, and then go play a little pro ball, and then you can bring that Morehouse degree out and make a lot more money. So that Morehouse degree carries weight. So I think we got the best of both worlds here, and that's what I've been selling. So I'm not too worried about the NIL because where I came from, some of them guys making NIL was making more than I was making.
Yeah.
I'm upset at times about that.
Yeah. It's hard to coach a dude when he makes more than you.
Exactly.
It's like, I make more than you do, coach. What you talking about?
That's when I tell him, well, you take me to dinner then.
Coach, 100%, man. And Coach, I know you was a player as well, man. So at what point in your career did you decide you want to get into coaching and that you wanted to coach? Because I know for a lot of times you don't think that's not in a player's mind all the time. But when did you kind of get the bug to coach, man?
You know, it's crazy how I got into coaching. I wanted to be a Secret Service FBI agent, protect the president. That's what I went to school for, criminal justice, sociology major. I didn't get into coaching until my best friend, one of my good friends, was an assistant, and he was a football guy, but he was assistant basketball coach at a high school, and the head coach had a stroke. And so he was out there having to run the team and didn't know what to do. So he called me, and that's how I got started. I volunteered the first year. I kind of like this, you know. Then I saw guys recruiting, and it was like, hey, we travel. We don't teach, you know, we do – you know, we just coach basketball. I said, I think I can do that. So that's how I kind of got into coaching. I never thought I would be a coach. I always thought I was going to be an FBI agent. Then I found out, you know, you might have to take a bullet, and I thought that might hurt. So I thought I better change my future plan. I got into college coaching that way.
No doubt, Coach. Yeah, you went to school, John C. Smith in the CIAA. I love going to the tournament when I was in Charlotte. I used to love that. That's in Baltimore. I can't make it no more. I think it's easy to drive no more for me. But talk about playing ball in CIAA and how it kind of compares to the SIAC now that you're coaching there now.
Well, one of the things is I played for a great coach at John C. Smith, Steve Joyner. You know, some of his same philosophy I still use. He prepared me in life, whereas I was a spoiled kid coming in, could play a little bit. I always thought I was a little better than what I was. But he humbled me, and he taught me, and my guys I played with there, they're still like brothers to me, taught me the value of hard work. I wouldn't be sitting in this chair talking to you right now if I had not had that experience. So I think that my experience at John C. Smith taught me. Now, every night in the CIAA is a dog fight. You know, we had two national champions. It's only been two national champions in HBCU, and that's been Virginia Union and North Carolina Central. And I played against both of those, so I know what it looks like. And I think just that toughness every night that you had to go play in the CIAA is what prepares you. And I think SIAC is no different. You got to go in some hostile environments and you got to go win. Winning on the road, no matter what level, what league, is hard. When you win on the road, it's like that counts two. That counts a double. So I take the same philosophy as Coach Joyner. We got to protect the home floor and we got to try to win some games on the road. And that's what we're going to try to do. We want to make this environment here at Morehouse and incredible. I want to party every night. I'm trying to get a DJ in there. I'm trying to get the students out. I'm going to Spelman. I might even go see if some of the Clark students want to come over. They might get a little upset with me, but I want everybody in Atlanta in our arena, and I want to have a good time. And that's why our guys are going to play really, really hard, because I want our fans and people to leave saying, wow, that's a hard playing team. They're putting in work. And you know, that's where we're going to put the baseline at. And we got to get kids and fans and our alumni, we got to get them in that arena.
Yeah, you got a nice arena over at Forbes Arena, because it's really true, Coach, because you go to Clark, the Ips Gymnasium, it's about 1,000 people in there, but it's like a party. You come to Morehouse on Monday, it's like it's dead. So
right.
We need to change that. For like, you're right, because it's really true, because you go to that gym on Saturday, it's live, DJ, right. You're having a great time, and you come to Morehouse on Monday, it's like we're a social club. We're in a country club. Yeah, almost.
I'm not into social clubs. I'm into trying to win some games, and we got to create a home court advantage like no other. And I think a lot of times that helps teams win games. Because I know when I played at Smith, we will have people leaving Brayboy, and it's called Brayboy Madness, and they will be drenched in sweat. People ask them how many points they scored. They didn't even play. They were the fans. That's the kind of excitement, the atmosphere I want to create, get that band in there, get them going. And we want to have a good time, but we want to win. And winning is fun.
When you get any coaches, the best thing you do when you get that W is no better feeling than to get that W. Walk out of that gym with a win. I don't care how many points you need. As long as you get that W, it's all that matters.
That's all that matters. By 1 point, hey, at the end of the year, they ain't going to ask you how many you won, but they're just going to see if you won or lost. That's all that matters.
No doubt, Coach. Coach, this man, for you, not having your not at the trough level, you touch your guys in summertime. So how has it been trying to keep guys accountable over some, make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, so when they come back to you in August here, that you ain't got to play catch-up to get them ready to go for November?
Well, the biggest thing I've tried to do is establish relationships with the guys, because just my personality, I'm going to coach these guys hard. I mean, I'm going to coach them hard. Because one of the things I want to do is prepare them for life. And life is hard. You're going to have some obstacles. So I am trying to develop relationships now with them, so that when I do coach them hard, they're going to also know I love them. And I'm going to love them even harder off the floor and on the floor. But we're going to get out there a little bit. And I've had a few Zooms with not only the players, but with the parents as well. Because I told them we don't need to be critical. We need to be supportive. And we're gonna have a good time. Again, this summer's been tough just because I've been doing so much running. I finally got moved. Had to leave Raleigh, Wake County, love Wake County. That was really good to me down there with NC State, and left a lot of friends there. But I'm excited to be in Atlanta. It's been a whirlwind this summer, to answer your question. But I've been trying to just talk to 2 or 3 guys a day, just touch base with them. And I'm finally to the point I'm getting to hire staff, just trying to process, get some paperwork done, and then be ready to go in about 2 weeks. I'd say this orientation comes in at the 13th. They say that's a show. So so I'll see that. And then my daughter even told me about the homecoming coming up, so I got to make sure I'm there. So I'm just trying to get my legs under me and spend time with these guys via Zoom, phone calls, and just let them know when we get here, we're going to be ready to work.
Now I hear that, Coach, man, and I tell you what's going to be a blast, because I know for me, I kick off my schedule with the MEAC SWAC down at the Georgia State Stadium. Well, I still call it Turner Field still. I don't call it what they call it now. I call it Turner Field still. That's what I call it.
There you go.
So get started with that. So yeah, it's gonna be a whirlwind. I can just like it for me, it never stops, Coach. I don't get really a summer because I'm doing Braves, Hawks, college. I don't get no break, but it's fun. I'd rather be doing it and doing nothing. You know.
Hey, that's why you're making all the money.
Yeah, I'm trying to, Coach. Coach, since you've been in Atlanta, man. Well, what's been some cool spots for you to go eat at, man, and try out some food in our good city, man?
You know, I went to, just this past weekend, my LB was down visiting with me, and we met one of our other frat brothers. It's a food hall downtown off Peachtree, the Polition or something like that.
Y'all just talking about you.
And I ate that. That was a cool, neat little spot, even though it was raining. And then I always know about Papa Do's. I got some spots that I hit, PF Chang's, Papa Do's, because just being recruiting in this area, I know the main spots to hit. But that was a cooler spot. And then we went to have dinner on Friday, Rock Steady. So now the wait was crazy, but we waited and it was worth it. So just a couple neat little spots. I try to eat healthy so I don't get too much, too big. So I've been cooking a lot for myself, though. But those are just a few spots that I just hit recently. And if anybody got any ideas I need to hit, let me know.
Some for you, Coach. Well, I'll tell you offline. Me and you go lunch one day, and I'm going to take you somewhere you'll like it. I know you.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I'm up to you. You got my digits, so you can
do it. Yeah, we got to do that, Coach. Hey, Coach, let me ask you, man. I noticed that they changed the rule. That's how you see now 24 conference games now. I'm like, that's wild. You in the SIAC East, which is the East is a gauntlet. It's tough. And I'm like, what are they doing?
Look, when you said that, I just cringed and shook my head. I'm like, wow, 24 games. I'm looking for non-conference games. People calling me, wanting games. I was like, we don't have anywhere. Our schedule's full. So that's just, I thought it was crazy, but who am I? Who am I?
That's a lot. Too, Coach. We're just going to beat up on each
other. We're just going to beat up on each other.
So. Yeah, it's not going to help you. It's going to hurt you more than it helps you. That's why I'm like.
Trust me. I know. But I'm the newbie. I'm the newbie in the room, so I couldn't say nothing.
Coach, I was around the meeting, but I couldn't go win. I was around. I'm like, right. What?
I was shocked when I was told that we had 24 conference games. So, and then, like you say, we're in the East, and it is another dogfight night in, night out. Not to say that the West is not good, but whew.
Yeah, like you said, you're going to beat up on each other. It's going to be like you're up here this week, you play, and it's like it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to look the same way it looked like.
And that's why I truly feel like we got to be prepared from the standpoint of I got to create an environment where it's tougher in practice than game situations so the game can be easy. And that's why we won a lot of games at John C. Smith because our practices was brutal. Like the second team would beat the first team a lot of times, you know, and then vice versa. So it just depends on what day you wouldn't even know who the starters are, but that helped us. When we went on the road in hostile environments, we stayed together. So that's the kind of environment I want to create for our guys here. I want practice to be tougher than games.
Yeah, and play through contact because you're gonna get hit. And that's how you see. They ain't gonna call nothing. So
yeah. Trust me, I've been in the ACC. I've been in the American. The American is almost like the Big Ten, where it's just a physical game. And then when I was in the American, we had Houston in there, Central Florida, Cincinnati. So it was war.
Yeah, 100%. I remember them battles in South Florida. Y'all used to have with them dudes, man. It was crazy. Like, how crazy it was. And, Coach, let me ask you, I know this is not by Morehouse, but how crazy was it to have SMU and Stanford and Cal and ACC? How crazy was that, man?
It was unreal. Like, it's these conferences now. We went out to California and spent a week out there. We ain't worried about academics. We spent a week out there. We had Cal on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday and then had Stanford on Saturday. So we were out there entire week in California, and I'm saying to myself, let me get back to Raleigh. Let me get back to Wake County. I want to get back in my own bed.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, that's not the ACC. That's
No. They're on the Pacific. We're not in the Atlantic Ocean. We're at the Pacific Ocean. It's crazy, and it's called the Atlantic Coast Conference. But that's just a sign of the times today. It's all about money. It's all about football and making that money. And just it's what it is.
And, Coach, I got one more for you, Coach. For you, when you're recruiting a young man, what are you looking for in a young man off the court and on the court as well? Kind of be the plus of your program. It's been the value that you all live by on the court, man, and off the court.
Well, the one thing I'm going to always look for is good character. I believe character and hard work takes you further than anything else. And as I told people on other interviews and told Harold, if I didn't have good character and the value of hard work, I would have never been in the Final Four coaching in front of 72,000 because I came from John C. Smith. I didn't have Dean Smith, Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski calling for me. I had to work my tail off. And I had to treat people the right way. So that's the number one thing. When I go to schools to recruit kids, I might ask the gen to the lunchroom lady, how is Joe Blow? Is he a good person? And also, I look at how they treat their mothers. If they treat their mom or dad bad, then they ain't going to care too much about me. So I'm going to cut it right there. And I'm a mama's boy. And I value that, treating your mama right. And if you can treat mom right and treat them with respect, you treat all ladies and older guys well. So I look for the character and how they treat people. Number one, if they take care of their business off the floor, because I'm a true believer, you can't have success on the court if you're not having it off the court. You can't pick and choose what you're going to be great in. And I look for that. And that's just something in me that I value. I value that with 100%, because if you treat other people bad, you'll treat me bad as soon as something go wrong. And in basketball, just like life, you're going to have some adversity. You got to handle it. How you handle it is everything.
No doubt, Coach. Well, I look forward to getting with you for lunch here real soon, Coach. I'm in the same city as you, so I'm here to help you out as well, man, and connect with you, brother. So, and as I said, knowing, like I told you, me, I know Coach Pugh, I know
yeah.
very well. So it's like yeah. we got too much mutual people who we close to. So,
no doubt, and both of those men helped me tremendously in my career. They really did, and what's crazy with both of those guys, Coach Pugh and BG. I want to ring with both of them. So. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
100%. Well, folks, Larry Dixon, the Boss Man Show at the AUC of Morehouse, the Maroon Tigers. The Morehouse men got a new head man in charge. That's he and Sam on the show right there.
Appreciate you, my man. Hey, let's get together. You got my number.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.